First of all, I just want to thank you all for having me here this morning. It's a real pleasure to be here. And I'd like to wish any mothers out there a very happy Mother's Day also. So I hope you enjoy your day. As I said, my name is Lisa, and I work with Compassion Ireland. And we've been an Irish charity for almost 2 years now in May. But actually, before I go into what we do as an organisation, and the videos have hopefully given you a bit of a clue, but Compassion actually started, we celebrated our 60th birthday last year. And so Compassion as a global organisation has been around since 1952. And Compassion started back then with an American preacher called Reverend Everett Swanson. He was in Korea at the time of the war and he was preaching there. And he noticed one day the rubbish trucks were going up and down the streets picking up all the rubbish. And he looked a bit closer and he discovered that there was movement in the rubbish. And when he got closer again, he noticed that these were arms and legs sticking out and that these were the children who'd been abandoned on the streets, orphaned and left to die as a result of the war. And he said, this isn't good enough and I have to do something about this. So he came back to the States and he talked to a couple of his friends and he said, wouldn't a great idea if a few of us got together, got some money, paid for these kids to be off the streets, kids who are living in the worst conditions you could think of, give them something to eat, give them something to wear, and get them into school. And that's how Compassion started all years ago. Today, looks a little bit different. At the moment, we serve over 1.3 million children through the Compassion programs, in 26 different countries across the developing world. Peru is just one of 26. We work in Asia, Central and South America, and in Africa as well. And Ireland joined as the 13th member country, so essentially the funding partner countries. So we've Compassion UK, Italy, Netherlands, etc. So we joined as the 13th country, which is great. That's just a really brief background as how Compassion started and where we are and what we do. And really, as an organisation, Compassion exists to release children from living in poverty in Jesus' name. That's our mission statement. And we work with children and families who are living in extreme poverty. And extreme poverty is defined by the UN as living on less than $25 a day. So that's our core focus. Compassion responds to the Great Commission in Matthew 28. It says, go, we all know it, make disciples of all nations. And I was shocked recently to discover there's over 2,000 verses in the Bible that talks about the poor and God's heart for those who are in need. And really, we don't have to look very far into the Bible, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, to discover God's heart for the poor and how much they mean to him. And really, our responsibility in loving them and caring for them as believers. In my work, I was in Peru that time, which was absolutely great. But on a day-to-day basis, I'm here in Ireland trying to help people catch the vision of what we do. And really, the verses that Keith read out from Matthew 25 really are quite strong in my mind. When it says, "And God will ask, you know, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was in need, you cared for me. And whatever you did for the least of these, you did for me." And he's talking about people all over the world. Whatever we do for them, we're doing for God. So really, it's what keeps me going. It's what keeps me motivated in my work. And anytime I see these videos, and I've seen them a lot, they still get me. So Compassion as an organization, we're grounded in three core ethos values that we stand on. We're child-focused, we're Christ-centered, and we're church-based. So there are three C's: child-focused, Christ-centered, and church-based. Child-focused, when we look at poor and those living in poverty, by and large, the most vulnerable people group are the children. They're the ones who suffer the most, the women and the children. So we believe that by transforming a child's life, they will grow up and affect the community around them. They will be the ones to change their environment if they have the right opportunity. We all know aid and everything that's given to third world countries, which is great, but often a lot of it doesn't actually get down to the people that need it. So we as an organisation, if we can intervene and help a child who's living in extreme poverty, then they can be the ones who will ultimately affect and change, make the change. It's a strategic plan. It's not a quick fix, but we believe that it will ultimately be the end to poverty. We're Christ-centred. Speaks for itself. I've referenced the 2,000 verses and passages, and as I said, we don't have to look far to hear God's heart for the poor. And Jesus has numerous amounts of stories he tells as well. And then we're church-based, and this is a really important part as well. We work exclusively with the local church in these countries. Each compassion project is attached to a local church, which means that, and Keith and Sheena will be able to say, you go into the projects, you don't see compassion banners and flags and this and that and the other everywhere. You see it here when we're talking about it, but you don't see it there, because it's the local people, it's the local church, the local volunteers, the local community. They're the ones doing the really hard work. Why? Because they're uniquely positioned in our community, just like you are here, just like I am in my community. Churches in communities know the areas in which are in most need. So we simply act as a bridge between a church here in Ireland and a church in Peru, Bangladesh, Ethiopia, wherever it is. And currently we work with over 5,000 churches in the developing world in those projects. So again, just child-focused, Christ-centered, and church-based. We've three main child development programs that we run. We do have another program called Complementary Interventions, which deals with things like HIV response and AIDS and water and more sort of practical, bigger, elements of sort of poverty. But child and child development is really our core ministry. We've the Child Survival Program, which is our first one that starts when the mother is pregnant, when the baby's in the womb. And mothers are registered to the project, and they receive all the prenatal care that they need to look after themselves, to look after their babies, to learn what to do and how to best get through their pregnancy and their situation, and what happens when the baby comes, how to look after the baby. They're weighed, they're measured, all of those kind of things that we have here. This happens in the Compassion Child Survival Project. The mothers are also taught skills, whether it's jewellery making or sewing or things like that, something that they can have for themselves that can generate a bit of income. Often the fathers abandon the family if there's too many children, they can't cope, they can't afford it, and they abandon the mother and the children, and they're just left. Sometimes they have to go off and work for a long time, and they're gone for months and months at a time, or often they die as well. So we really try and look after them. There's in that stage. So that's the Child Survival Program. It goes till about 3 or 4 when the baby is about that age. And then we come to the Child Development Through Sponsorship Program. Now, I realise these are all lots of the word child going around here, but just this is the main sponsorship program that we're involved in, and that starts around the age 4, similar to our sort of schooling age here, 4 to 18 roughly. And this sponsorship, when we talk about sponsorship, often people just think of the money. And yes, it is a financial commitment. However, it's far more than a financial investment. It's an investment into a child's life. And what makes my job an awful lot easier when I'm talking about compassion is the fact that I've been out to Peru and I've stood in the homes of the families who have benefited from this sponsorship, and I'm able to say hand on heart that it works and that they do what they say on the tin as such. This sponsorship enables children to have an opportunity that they may not have otherwise had. It gives them access to having, and we saw it on Keith's video there, a holistic child development. And holistic means that we look at the physical, the spiritual, the social, the emotional. So it's a complete package, as opposed to just saying, here's one element, we're going to
send you to school?
Yes, this is all part, it all forms part of the one program. And the spiritual side of it, none of it is forced. It's not shoved down their throat. They're not made to be believers and they can only be in the project. But they're given all the opportunity to hear about the gospel of Jesus and how much God loves them. As I said, each project is attached to the church, so they have an opportunity within that as well. And I think it's 154,000 children came to faith last year through Compassion's programs, which to me is staggering. It's something like 400 a day, something like that. I don't know. I mean, as I said, there's 1.3 million children. Just to have that information. So it's a holistic child development program. The children are registered into the project. They get to go to school. They get to have access to any medical care that they need, if their uniforms, all of that kind of stuff. And there's weekly visits to the family to make sure everything is okay. So actually, it's not just about the child. It's about the family as well, and the community and the church. You know, it ripples all the way through. Just to go back to the sort of financial side of it, it costs €30 a month to sponsor a child for all of those things that I was talking about. And I know that there's a lot of concern, and understandably so, that when people are paying for something like that, you know, is the money really used for what we say we're going to use it for? Is it just sucked up into a big pool and sort of distributed half-heartedly? And again, I can honestly say that that's not the case. At least 80% of the funding that comes in goes directly back towards to the child, to the family. And that's actually one of the highest in our field of what we do. There's an organisation in the States called the Charity Navigator, who independently assess organisations like ours to see what we're doing. And we've received multiple four-star awards for our financial integrity. So it's actually about 84%. Of the money. So just to assure anybody that it really does go to where we say it's going, and Keith and she hopefully will testify to that as well, seeing as we've been out there. And just to move away a little bit again from the finances, one of the most important things when we talk about child sponsorship is the relationship between the sponsor and the child. And this is something that we can underestimate significantly because we're not able to be with the child all the time. But what we can do is write letters. We can send them photos. We can send them postcards. We can send them little gifts. And I remember standing in Peru in one of those little huts, and the child disappears for a few minutes, and then she comes back. And here she's holding these crisp, clean, almost brand new white pieces of paper, and they're all neatly stacked, and they're her most precious thing that she could possibly have, and she keeps them really safe. And these are all her letters from her sponsor, and in those letters are words that say, "We're so proud of you, we really love you, we're praying for you, you're doing a great job at school, keep up the good work, read this verse, read that verse, God loves you so much." And we can really underestimate the value and the power that lie within those words. So when we talk about sponsorship and we're talking to our sponsors, we really do encourage people to write as much as possible to the children. And if you're technically minded, you can do that online also. We've got a login on the website that you can go on, type it up. You can upload photos, and then the country office will print them off and send them on to the child. So it's a huge, huge part of it, because you're investing in this child's life, and they may never hear those words from anybody else. They may never be told by anybody else that somebody's proud of them. They may never be told that Jesus loves them. So that is the investment that you're making for forever. Just on that, there's a story about a little boy called Joshua. He lived, I think you've seen 58 here, is that right, the film? Do you remember the Kenyan Valley, the Mathare Valley? The slums there, an awful, awful place. There's a little boy called Joshua. He was a Compassion child. He was raised up, and he went through to the next stage, which is called the Leadership Development Program. So there's the Child Survival Program, the Child Development through Sponsorship Program, and then the Leadership Development Program. That's the university university age. Not everybody gets to go through that, unfortunately, because it costs €300 a month to send a student through the university. And students are identified by their exceptional leadership qualities, their servant leadership, their Christian values. And Joshua got to go through that leadership development program. And Joshua is now studying in the Netherlands. And the professor there said that he's never seen a brain like it. And Joshua is now working on a vaccine against malaria to go back to Africa, to back to all these countries, to give people and children vaccine against malaria. And as we know, malaria kills countless amounts of children because they simply don't have the medication for it. And that's just one story, believe me, of thousands and thousands of children who've grown up through the Compassion Programme. And just to link it right back to the start, it's giving that child the opportunity to spiral up and affect the community around them, go back to the countries where they came from, and just change their world. We had a dinner out in Peru with leadership development students, and we were sitting with a nurse, and she was just finished her nursing degree, and she was going back for a 12-hour journey on the bus to her jungle village to go and work as a nurse there. And really, that's what it's all about. So even though you're sponsoring a child, you're supporting a family, you're serving a church, and you're serving a community and swelling a church. And it has this ripple effect. And we believe as an organisation that one by one by one by one by one, that poverty will eventually end. I hope that wasn't too fast and too sort of rushed through. There's a danger when I speak that I can go on and on and on about things because I'm really passionate about it. And I'd love to talk to you more if you did have any questions or you wanted to know any more information about any of the programmes. Or anything that you'd like to know. I'll be out at the tea and coffee later on, and really happy to chat to you. But thank you very much for listening. I've really enjoyed sharing the work with you. I hope you enjoyed it too, and hope you got a good understanding of what we do and why we do it.